And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, a 74-year-old woman who was pronounced dead by staff at a nursing home in Waverly, Nebraska, was later discovered to still be alive after being transported to the funeral home. According to reports, the woman who was in hospice care was believed to be near death when staff declared her deceased around 9:45 yesterday morning. However, as funeral home workers prepared arrangements, one employee noticed the woman was still breathing. She was promptly moved to the hospital, and the Lancaster County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office is investigating but has found no evidence of criminal intent thus far, just probably a little bit of laziness. Moving on, Judith Butler, the so-called grandmother of queer theory, has made a disturbing admission in a recent interview. She acknowledged that her work has licensed pedophilia and teaches children how to become homosexual or that they must become homosexual. It's not surprising for anyone with common sense who's been seeing that and seeing right through this facade since the beginning, but it is sad how this has infiltrated public school curricula with so many just letting it slide by. The sexualization and indoctrination of children with these radical ideologies is alarming, to say the least. In comedy news, or lack thereof maybe, Canadian comedian Rob Schneider had his act cut short recently at a fundraiser in Canada last weekend after making jokes about the pandemic policies, COVID vaccines, and transgender issues. The Hospitals of Regina Foundation, which booked Schneider for the sold-out event that raised over $350,000 on Schneider's name, issued an unconditional apology and scrubbed any mention of the comedian from their website. However, I bet they didn't give back the money that he helped them raise. Schneider, known for his politically incorrect humor, later told TMZ that he will not apologize or change his material, saying, "Enough with this wokeness. America is sick of it." Apparently, comedy just can't be comedy anymore. Well, journalist Chris Rufo has exposed the disturbing anti-Israel and anti-American curriculum that was created by the Portland Association of Teachers Union for children as young as kindergarten. The Teach Palestine materials refer to Zionists as bullies who stole land by force, blame Israel and the U.S. for settler colonialism, and encourage kids to chant slogans at protests. Lessons connect Palestinian resistance to U.S. history and promote militant chants like "resistance is justified when people are occupied." Alrighty then. The blatant indoctrination is being foisted upon impressionable young minds under the guise of education. Yeah, they said they were coming for our children, didn't they? Parents, be on guard. Your right to raise your children according to your values is under assault from all angles. And that's today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.